The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
Parashas Pinchas. At the end of Parashas Bolok of last week's Sedra, it states, Vayeshiv Yisrael Bashitim, Vayochal Om Liznais El Benais Moab. This is Anchofe Aleph. That after Bilam was unsuccessful in cursing Yisrael for Moab, he said, I'll give you an etzah. I'll give you counsel how to win over this nation. Send in your daughters and let your daughters entice the sons of Israel to immorality and to idolatry. So this is what Moab did. And they were enticed, and they served the idolatry. Yicharaf Hashem b'Yisrael, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu became very angry. And he told Moshe, Kach is called Rosh Ya'am, Vaheka Isom Lashem Neger HaShomesh, V'yoshev Charein Af Hashem Yisrael. Take the leaders of Israel, and find the guilty parties, judge them, and put them to death. V'inei ish mibnei Yisrael bo, v'yakreiv el echoves ha-midjonis le'enei Moshe. And there was a man from Israel who came, and he took midjonis, a woman from midjonis, in the presence of Moshe, u'le'enei kol hadas b'nei Yisrael, and in the presence of all of Israel. And he took her into the tent and to have a relationship with her. Vayar Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen. And Pinchas, the son of Elozer, the son of Aaron HaKohen, he saw. Vayokem itecheido v'yikach remach biyode. And he stood up from the congregation, and he went and he took a spear in his hand. He went into the tent and he stabbed both of them. And he killed them. And the plague was relieved from Israel. 24,000 Jews, though, had died in the plague. The Gemara tells us a little background on this in Masechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that he had come to Moshe. And he told Moshe. He said, "Amale Moshe, mikublani mimeko abeil aramis kanein peginbo." He said, "Moshe, have you not taught us that someone who has a union with an aramis, with a non-Jewish woman, and it's in public, kanein peginbo? Those who are zealous to avenge the wrath of Hashem and to protect His name, they are allowed to kill him." So they said to him, Moshe said to him, the one who comes with the document, with the decree, let him carry it out. He took the spear and he went and he killed him. Now this was not easy to do because, as later on we'll see, this was the Nossi of the house of Shimon. This was the Nossi of the tribe of Shimon. And he was a very prestigious person. He was a leader in Israel, and he had the whole Shevet Shimon, the tribe of Shimon, was around him, and they could have easily killed Pinchas. So Pinchas actually took his life in his hand in order to kill this person, Zimri, and this woman, to avenge the name of Hashem, and to put a stop to the magefa, to the plague. Now, in the beginning of Pinchas, so the Torah tells us, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe le'mor." Hashem said to Moshe, "Pinchas ben Elozer ben Aaron HaKohen heishiv es chamosim al bnei Yisrael." Pinchas, the son of Elozer, the son of Aaron HaKohen, he has turned back my wrath from the bnei Yisrael. Bekana es kinosi b'seichon. V'lechilises b'nei Yisrael b'kinosi, and therefore I have not killed off the children of Israel. L'chein emor hineni neisin leyas brisi sholem. As a reward to him, I will give him my covenant of peace. V'haisa le'elazare achrav bris kuhunas elom. And to him and his seed afterwards, he will have the covenant of kuhuna, of priesthood forever. The Gemara explains that even though Pinchas himself was a kohen, from the house of Levi and from the house of Aaron, so therefore he should have been a kohen, but he was not, because Aaron was given the kuhuna, the priesthood. Aaron. And his Zara Achrav, any children afterwards. This was to Aaron and Elozer. But Pinchas, who was a grandson who was living at that time, kuhuna was not given to him. It was only children that were born to Aaron and his son afterwards. So Pinchas' generation were excluded from the kuhuna if they were not born after this. But because of this act, the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him the kuhuna. Asher kinei lelakov v'chapar b'nei Yisrael, that he avenged the Almighty and he brought atonement to Israel. Then the Torah tells us that the name of the one that was smited was Zimri ben Solu, who was the Nosi Besov Lashimoni. He was the head of the tribe of Shimon, and the woman that was smited was Kosbi Vasur Resh Umas Besov Ben Yonhu. She was a daughter of a king. She was the daughter of Tsur, who was one of the major kings of Mit. In fact, it's brought he was the main king at that time. So this is the story that the Torah tells us. Now, we rarely find in the Torah where one is allowed to take the law into his own hands and to kill, like this case here, outside of Beis Din, outside of the structure of the Beis Din of the courts. This is brought very rarely in the Torah. This is one of the few cases. The reason, this is something that we have to find out. What? Why? Why it was one permitted at this time to kill? And also, the cases are very limited when he can do that, even in this case. For example, the Gemara brings in Masechta Sanhedrin, and the Rambam brings in Perek Yud Beis of Isuri Bia. We'll just quote one or two halachas from there. Kolabel Kusis, Bein Derech Chasunas, Bein Derech Znus. Whoever has a union with a non-Jewish woman, whether it's a long-term union or just a very short-term, in Bala Befarhesha, if it's public, it's in the presence of 10 Jews, in Pogu by Kanoin, Vahgu, Hare Elo Mishubachim is Rizin. If there is someone there amongst the Jew who's a zealot, and he becomes so angry that he wants to kill him and he kills him, then he is praiseworthy. Actually, the Ravid brings here, you have to warn the person first. It's a question if you have to warn him or not. This is something which we are not commanded in the Torah explicitly. It was given to Meisha Mishinai. But we see this is the case of Pinchas and Zimri. But this is only during the actual act. But if it's after the act, then he's not allowed to kill. And if he does kill him, then he is guilty of the death penalty. And if the zealot comes to ask permission from the Bezdin, and to ask if he's allowed to, ein meidin lei, and the Beis Din is not allowed to tell him he's allowed to, even if it's during the actual act. And not only this, ולעיד על אמבו הקנוי להרג יסבל ונשפר הבל והורג הקנוי כדי לעצל עצמם מיודי אין הבל נהרג עלו. And not only this, but if the zealot comes and he kills and he wants to kill the person and the person moves away and kills the zealot to protect himself, so then the party which was guilty in the first place, we cannot hold him responsible for this murder. So we see here is very limited. This is only when it's public, in the presence of at least 10 Jews. This is only where he does it on his own, but he doesn't ask the Beis Din. He has to know the halacha. Like Pinchas came to Moshe, he didn't ask him. He said, "Kach mikublani, is this not what you taught us? Okay. Isn't this the halacha that someone is supposed to go and kill him?" But if someone will come and ask, "What is the halacha?" we are not to tell him. It's something that he has to do on his own. And it's only during the actual act of the Aveira, but afterwards he's not allowed to. And if he does kill him afterwards, he is guilty of the death penalty. And the same thing now, if the guilty party moves away and kills the zealot in self-defense, then the guilty party is not held guilty. So we see that the halachas are very limited. But still, why do we find this? What was the main objection of the Torah here to this Aveira? And that we find that someone is allowed to avenge the Torah in this case. Secondly, it seems somewhat odd that the reward which was given to Pinchas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and says, "I will give you Brisei Sholem, a covenant of peace." This was an act, this was a militant act, this was an act of violence. He went and he took a spear and he killed them both. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded him with a covenant of peace. It doesn't seem to be the proper reward. Further, he gave him the Bris Kohuna Seva. For this he made him into a Kohen. The Kohuna, the father of the Kohuna, was Aaron. Aaron was the Ish Sholem. He was the man of peace. It states, "Hevi mi talmidei shel Aaron ha-Kohen, Eiv Sholem v'reidiv Sholem, Eiv ha-Sabriyas v'makavim l'teira." Be like Aaron, who was always loved peace, he pursued peace. He loved people and brought them close to Torah. So here he made him a Kohen, which is the essence of peace, because of this militant act of violence. It's another question. A third question is the Medrash brings, and also in the Targum Yonis in Benezuel, "Nasing le esbrishi sholom," that I will give you my covenant of peace. What does it mean, peace? Sholom im malach hamoris. You'll have peace from the angel of death. From here the Medrash states that Pinchas never died. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "You'll have peace from the angel of death." He lived forever. We find that he was Mairach Yomim. We find that he lived a long time. He comes up in, first of all, after they went into Eretz Yisrael, he was one of the two. We had learned he was one of the two shluchim, one of the two messengers or spies that Yeshua sent into the land. Many, many years later, we find that he lived during the time of Eli in Shmuel. And then there's a medrash that states that he never even dies. It says, "Pinchasu Eliyahu." When Eliyahu comes, b'seifa yomim, at the end of the days, to be mevaser es ha-geula, to announce the redemption, to announce the oncoming of the Mashiach ben David, it says, "Zu Pinchas." This will be Pinchas. Pinchas Zu Eliyahu. Now, if it means actually Pinchas himself, or if it means perhaps it's the same shade, it's the same soul, this is not clear, but it says that Eliyahu that's going to come will be Pinchas. And it's based on this. Bris Yisholem. Now, what is Eliyahu's job? What's he going to come for? So on this, the Mishnah, the Braisa tells us, Lo bo Eliyahu, Elalasi Yisholem Ba'ilam. Eliyahu is going to come to make peace in the world. Right before the advent of the Melech HaMashiach. So we see that the nature of Pinchas, if he's Eliyahu, is that of making peace. Here we see that he was very militant. And this all ties in, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him the Bris Shalom. See, you'll have my covenant of Shalom, and this is Shalom, which will be Eliyahu. But how do we understand all of this? So again, we see that very rarely does the Torah permit someone to take the law into his own hands, and especially to kill. And this is a case, even though it is quite limited. Why here? What was so wrong here with all of the other Avedas that I mentioned in the Torah? What was the main objection here? And secondly, all of this reward which was given to Pinchas seems to be contrary to the nature of the zealot that fulfilled this decree. He was given kahuna, which means before he was excluded from Aaron, and now he's included in the bris that was given to Aaron. And Aaron was the man of peace. Ayiv shalom v'raydik shalom. Ayiv es habriyus v'makavim l'teira. And he was given a bris shalom. And he was given shalom imalach hamovis. Up to the point where the Gemara says that it's possible he never died like Eliyahu. And zu Eliyahu, he is Eliyahu. Let's see if we can understand this a little further. The Gemara in Sanhedrin on Pei Beis Omer Aleph tells us what's wrong with this Aveda. The Gemara brings a pasuk from Malachi. Malachi Beis, Pasuk Yud Aleph. It states, Bogdu Yehuda b'se'eva ne'asasa b'Yisrael v'Yushalayim. Yehuda has rebelled, and an abomination was done in Israel and Yushalayim. Ki chilel Yehuda kodesh Hashem asher ohev uvol bas il nechor. Because they have desecrated Chil Yehuda, they have desecrated the Kedushas of Hashem, the sanctity of Hashem. The sanctity of Hashem, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Yehuda, to Klal Yisrael, they have desecrated. And they went, and they had a union with a daughter of an El Nechor, a daughter of an alien god. So here we see, and this is what the pasuk that the Gemara brings. Actually, the Gemara brings that if it's done publicly, then we find the halacha, what we just learned by Pinchas. If it's done privately, then a zealot is not allowed to take his life, to take their lives. But still, that person will be cut off from the nation. Because in the next pasuk it states, Yachris Hashem Lisha She Yasena Erve Eina Me'ole Yaakov. That person will be cut off from Erve Eina, refers to Torah, and from the tents of Yaakov, Umagish Mincho Lashem Tzavokos, and if he's a Cain, he'll be cut off from the Guna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will cut him off. So we see that here the person is cut off one way or the other. And why? Because Chilul Yehuda Kedesh Hashem. Because he has desecrated the Kedushas of Hashem by being Baal Bask El Nechor, that he has made a union with the daughter of an alien god. So we see that the nekuda, the point of Aveda here is Chilul Hashem, the desecration of Hashem's name, the desecration of his Kedusha. And why? Because the person has made a union with a daughter of another god. Rashi brings this also. Rashi says, and the Pasuk Nesibe Sabli Shimoni, why does the Torah say who the person was? Zimri, what does the Torah have to tell us that he was a Nosif, or he was the prince of Shevet Shimon? Leidia Shivcha Shel Pinchas, to tell us the praise of Pinchas. Shavapi Shezeho Yenasi Leimona Es Atzmi Milekanei Lechil Hashem. That even though the transgressor was a Nosi, was a prince in Israel, still this did not prevent Pinchas from avenging the Chilul Hashem, the desecration of Hashem's name. Now, the Rambam brings in the Perek that we were learning just before, he brings this Pasuk. He says, and he explains the halachas that we just said, and he says as follows: Hinei lo marito shehabeil kusis ki ilu nischatin lakum. From here we learn that someone who has a union with a woman who's a daughter of an alien god, it's as if he has becomes married to idolatry. Shenamar ubol bas el nechor unikra v'nikra mechalek hedesh Hashem. That this union is as if the person is having a union with another god, because this is a daughter of an alien god. And there can be no greater Chil Hashem, desecration of Hashem's name, than this. And this was the great objection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had. According to what we said, that this would then basically, this particular halacha of Kanoim Pagim Boy, where the zealot has the right to take the person's life, this would refer then dafke only to a bas el nechor, a daughter of an alien god, in other words, an idolatress. Like the Torah is speaking about. They came with their idols and they tried to seduce the sons of Israel to idolatry. What would it be if it would be a non-Jewish woman, but she was not an idolatress? Then this halacha won't apply. And this is what the Rambam tells us.
He also says, there's other halachas that apply, but not this. He says, Abal bas ger teshuv, ena kanayim pagim boy. Abal makinei shemakas madas.
Someone who has a union with a bas ger teshuv. A bas ger teshuv, that's a woman who's not Jewish, but she's accepted on herself to keep the seven mitzvahs that the children of Noach were commanded, which includes not to serve idolatry, then this halacha doesn't apply. So here we have an insight as to what the Aveda was. The Aveda was making a union with another god. How? By being seduced to immorality with the daughters of Midian. And the daughters of Midian were idolatrous. They were idolaters. And their fathers were idolaters. So this is making a union with other gods. And this was the great objection. And this is the ultimate in Chilul Hashem. It's the ultimate in the desecration of Hashem's name. Kodesh Baruch Hu set Yisrael aside. And he gave to them his Kedusha, sanctity, and he gave them his name. And now they take this sanctity and they take this name and they make a union with alien gods through this act. This is the ultimate in Chilul Hashem, in the desecration of Hashem's name. And therefore he commanded Kanoim Pagim Boy, that he who wants to avenge the name of the Almighty has a right to do so. And if he does it in its proper context, then he relieves the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Almighty. So we are speaking of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, the sanctification of Hashem's name and the desecration of his name. What does it mean, Hashem's name? Now there's two dimensions. First of all, we always have a rule.
Hashem Mere Ala Etzem.
The name tells us what actually something is. The name is the description, the true description of what we're speaking about. If we're speaking about Hashem's name, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name, so this is speaking about the essence of Hashem. This is one dimension of his name. This would mean that someone who is close to Hashem is close to his name. Someone who's close to Hashem's name is close to him, because Hashem Meir Ala Etzim, the name refers to the essence of what we are referring to. Secondly, a name, it's befitting for a name to have honor. To have honor, reputation, and a good reputation. And pirsum, to be known. This is what's befitting and proper. For example, the Chazal tell us, Shem Tov, Eilal Gabehen. The greatest keser, the greatest crown that a person can have is a Shem Tov. The Mishnah Novus tells us, there's the crown of Torah, there's the crown of Kohuna, there's the crown of Malchus. But the greatest crown is a good name. Tov Shem, Mishem Tov. The name, a person's name, is deserving of honor, is deserving of reputation. This is what Hashem said to Avraham. He says, "Va'agad lo shemecho, I will make your name great." Rashi brings, "Yotzo tivcho va'elum, your reputation will be known throughout the world," as we see it was. Everybody knows of Avraham. And anyone who knows of Abraham knows his what he did good, his goodness. A person's reputation, a person's honor, is dependent in his name. Does he have a good name or does he not have a good name? Especially a king. This is even more so by a king. Because a king's name is a name that is famous. For example, we find by David HaMelech, it states, "Vayetze Shem David b'chol ha'arotzos," that the name of David went out through all of the lands. So then how much more so the name of Hashem, who's Melech Malchei Amlochim, who's the king of all kings. If what is important for a person's name is honor and a good name and a good reputation, and that it should be known, and if this is even more important by a king than by the king of all kings, this is the ultimate. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name should be a good name, and nisparsim, it should be known throughout the world. So this is what is meant by Kiddush Hashem, the sanctification of Hashem's name, giving Hashem a good name, and where it's known, and the opposite is Chilul Hashem, the desecration of his name. It is for this reason that we find that those who are close to Hashem, who are close to He Himself, as close as possible, want to give Him a good name and want to spread His name. Those who are far from Hashem are not interested in his name. They're not interested if fame comes to him or defamation comes to him. They're not interested. Because they're far from him and they're far from his name. It's for this reason that we find that Kiddush Hashem, the Gemara learns out in one place from the mitzvah of Avas Hashem. Mother brings in Masechta Yuma. Masechta Yuma, the Gemara brings in Peivov Omer Aleph. States, "V'yo'avta eis Hashem Elokecha, you shall love the Lord your God." The Gemara says, The simple meaning is that you must have love for Hashem. But it tells us another mitzvah. She Hashem Shomayim Misayim Al Yotcha. That you shall cause others to love Him. That Hashem shall, you shall cause Hashem to become beloved to other people. This is what is meant, the after you shall love Him. How's this done? So the Gemara tells us, Shiyadim Keira V'Sheinu Mishamish Tamidei Chachamim. If a person learns, he learns Chumash, he learns Mishnah, he learns Gemara, he goes to Rebbe and learns, Diburei Benachas, Im Habriyais, and he speaks kindly with all people. Umekrayu Masnoi Mishuk Noah. And his business dealings in the marketplace are fine, are good. V'Nesi V'Nesi B'Amuna. He deals with people faithfully. Mahabriyas Aimrim Olov. What do people say on him? Ashrei Pleni Shalom HaTorah, Ashrei Ovi Shalom Deteira. How fortunate is a person who has studied Torah, and how fortunate is a person whose father has taught him Torah. Ashrei Rabbi Shalom Deteira. How fortunate is a Rebbe that has taught him Torah. Oilehem Livnei Orim Shalei Lam Deteira. How unfortunate it is for those who have not had the opportunity to study Torah, Reis, in Pleini, Shalom, Torah, Kama Yofin, Drochav, Kama Mesukonin, Maisov. Have you seen this person that has gone to Yeshiva and he studied Torah? Look how beautiful his ways are. Look how refined he is. Look what kind of gentleman he is. Look at his integrity. And look at how honest and upright he is. And look how people like him. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Li Avodei Ato Yisrael Asher Becha Aspayah. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, these are my servants which I take fame from, which I take praise from. Now what are these people doing? See, these people are bringing fame to Hashem. Like you take a son. A son does something which is great in the eyes of the people. He brings fame to his parents. See, his parents become well known and they become famous because of the son. He brings a good name. So this HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Avodai Li, they're my servants. Asher Bechoyas Prayer, which I become famous from. They bring fame to him. This is Kiddush Hashem. But what is interesting is, where does the Gemara learn it from? It learns it from the mitzvah, the after, Es Hashem Elokecha, you shall love the Lord your God. What does it have to do with that? What does the love of Hashem have to do with bringing fame to his name? So the Maral says, he brings in the Sivavas Hashem Perik Beis, what do we see from here? That this is an on-off, this is a branch, this is a polyetze, this is a byproduct. Kiddush Hashem is a byproduct of Avas Hashem. Why? Because he who loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu is therefore close to him, and therefore is very protective of Hashem's name. He wants the best for Hashem's name. So because of his love for Hashem, he'll make sure that he brings pride to Hashem. Therefore it states, V'yachtes Hashem Elokecha, Shehashem Shomayim Misayim Al Yotcha. How should you love Hashem? Through bringing pride and fame to Hashem's name in the world. Then the Gemara tells us, "Bisman shorim keira v'sheine." When a person goes, he learns. He learns Chumash, he learns Mishnah. Vein diburi, goes to yeshiva. Vein diburi benachas yam abriyas. But he doesn't speak nicely with people. He's curt. He's not courteous. He's not a gentleman. He yells. Vein masne mecha noa b'shuk. And his business ways, his business manners are not nice. And he doesn't deal with integrity. What do people say? How tragic it is that this person has gone to study, that this person has gone to study Torah in the yeshiva. How unfortunate it is that this person's father sent him to learn Torah, that this person's Rebbe taught him Torah. It's better that people shouldn't learn Torah, that you shouldn't go to yeshiva. Pleni Shalom Torah,
Kama miku orim maisov, kama miku kolim drochov. You see, people go to yeshiva and they learn Torah, and this is what they are. Then it's better that you don't. Olova kosev eimer. And this, it says, Bom lehem am Hashem ilu me'atzi yotzu. These are those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expels from the land. He says, they're not my nation, I don't want them. They bring desecration to me. They bring destruction to my name. They defame my name. Defamation they bring to me. I don't want them. The further away, the better. I disown them. What happens if someone tells you something great about a relative, so you let the people know that he's a relative of yours. But if someone tells you that about a certain person that ends up a criminal and is a relative, you don't tell them that he's your relative. See? Kodesh Baruch Hu he disowns them. Because they defame his name. So from here we learn that someone who is Mekadesh Hashem, someone who brings sanctity to Hashem's name, that's because he loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Someone who doesn't care about Hashem's name, that's because he doesn't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's very far from Hashem's name. And this is why he doesn't care. The Gemara in Seita, the few Dhamma Beis, states, this Gemara we've quoted many times, says the Omar of Hanin Bar Bizno, Omar of Shimon Hasido. Yosef Shikidi Shem Shemaim Beseser. We find that Yosef and Yehuda both sanctified Hashem's name. Yosef sanctified Hashem's name
when he was Peirush Min Aveiro, when he was tempted by the wife of his master, Eshes Potiphar, to Aveira, and he withstood the test, and he ran away. This was a sanctification of Hashem's name. Except it wasn't in public, it was Beseisha, it was privately. Yehuda sanctified Hashem's name in two places. The Gemara brings this Gemara in two places. In one place it brings one case, in another place it brings another case. Two cases. One was by Tomar, where he says, Sotka Mimeni, that he sanctified Hashem's name by protecting the life of Tomar and defaming himself. He stood up for the right of Torah, the right of Hashem, even though it meant defaming himself. When he said, Sot could be many, I am the guilty one, she is innocent. I am the one who has fathered the twins which she is carrying. That's one case. And a second case, his descendants, when they came to the Red Sea, and the sea was raging, and the Egyptians were coming from behind, and they were locked in, and they had no place to go, and everybody started to panic. So the descendants of Yehuda, Nachshon ben Aminadab, who was the Nosi, he went into the raging waters and he said, Hashem Yimloch Le'alam Va'ed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shall reign forever and ever. And then the water split. He sanctified Hashem's name. Both of these cases, this was public. So the Gemara tells us Yosef sanctified Hashem's name and Yehuda sanctified Hashem's name. Yosef sanctified Hashem's name B'Seser, and Yehuda B'Farhesha. What reward did they receive? So it states, Yosef was given one letter of Hashem's name. In the place Yosef is called Yehosef, so he was given the He. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him one letter of his name and gave it to Yosef, Yehosef. Yehuda was given all of the letters of Hashem's name. Yehuda is the Yud and the Hey and the Vav and the Hey, which is in Hashem's name, all of these letters are in Yehuda's name. He gave him all of the letters. Now, both Yosef and Yehuda had an enormous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they were very close to Hashem. So close that they couldn't go away from Hashem. This is why Yosef withstood all tests, and he withstood the great temptation of Aveda. He could not be misled and misdirected from Hashem. And Yehuda also, even under the greatest and most enormous pressures, where here he was faced with defamation, and Yehuda was the leader, he was a judge, and this act in his eyes totally destroyed him, but still he was prepared to destroy himself, his own name, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. So this showed the great bond there was between him and Hashem. The same thing, they were ready to go into a raging sea and give their lives for Hashem's name. So this showed a great bond. Because it was this great bond, so they wanted to protect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. This is why they were Mekadesh Hashem. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that bond even stronger by placing the letters of his name in their name. They came and they brought fame to his name, so Hashem gave from his name in their name. And he gave one letter to Yosef and all of the letters to Yehuda. And this, each one went with their own particular personality, which we've gone in the past. We don't have time to elaborate now. But each one had a different derech, a different way to serve Hashem. Yosef was always serving Hashem quietly, and Yehuda was serving Hashem openly. And this goes back to their brochas. The brochas which they were given. By Yosef, he was given a brocha of Ali Ayin. The eye will never... There will never be an evil eye cast on him. The Yidgul Reiv. He will be like the fish which are protected from the evil eye. Yosef was always on the quiet. And by Yehuda, it states, is Yeducho Achecho. Yehuda will be known to his brothers. So Yehuda was always a pirsum. Yehuda la Yale Beresh. He'll go first. The one that goes first, that's the one who's in the open. So each one served Hashem in their way, but each one was Mekadesh Hashem, and this was because of the great love that they had for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara in Brochis in and Daf Chof Omer Aleph. The Gemara says, Omer le Rapopo l'Abaya. Rapopo said to Abaya, Maishno kamoi de misrachish lehu niso, u maishno anan de le misrachish lon niso. Why do we find by the early sages that it was prevalent that they could make so many miracles? And by us, we don't find it. We don't see today, this was in the Gemara's time yet, we don't see a lot of miracles. But by the early sages, they were capable of making miracles. Imishum tenui, if it's because they learned more, he says, Bishneider of Yuna, Kulituni Benezikin, Havavanan, Kumasnin, Shisasidre. So the Prophet says, in the years of Rabbi Huda, they knew Nezikin, one Seder of Mishnah, one section of the Mishnah they knew very well. But we know all six sections of the Mishnah. V'ilu Rabbi Yehuda ki sholav chad mesay, osa mitra v'anan komentzar enafshe mitzafu kotzasaf and less man nemishkak bo. And in the days of Rabbi Yehuda, all Rabbi Yehuda had to do was take off one shoe. When they needed rain, it rained. In other words, if they needed rain, he could be mispalel, he would pray, and 1, 2, 3, rain would come. And by us, we could pray for days and days and days, and we can't make it rain.
This is what they asked. So why do we find that by the early sages there were miracles, and by us we don't find it so much? So the Gemara answers. What it says, Omale kamoi havakom masri nafshai al kedushas Hashem. The difference is because the early ones, they were prepared to give their lives for the name of Hashem. Anan le masrina nafshon al kedushas Hashem. We are not so prepared to give our lives for the name of Hashem. And that's the difference. They excelled in upholding the name of Hashem, while we don't. This is the difference. Maral explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does miracles through His Shmei HaGadol. He uses His great name for miracles. With His great name, He splits the nature of the world. See, what are miracles? Miracles is something which is beyond the nature of the world. This HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns over the nature, the Teva. This He does with His name. This is why we find that when did the Red Sea split? This was one of the greatest miracles in history. It did not split until Yehuda kiddush Shem Hashem, until Yehuda sanctified Hashem's name by jumping in and saying that Hashem's name will rule forever and ever. So therefore, those that are prepared to uphold Hashem's name and to protect it, to protect it from defamation, and to bring good reputation to it, it shows they're close to Hashem. They're very close to Hashem, and they uphold His name. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will use His name to make miracles. This was the early generations. These were the early generations. But by us, that were not so prepared to stand up for Hashem's name, especially if it means to defame our name, especially if it means to take something from ourselves. In other words, they were ready to give their lives to save Hashem's name. But we're not prepared to do that. So this means we're far from Hashem. We're far from Him. We're far from His name. And therefore we're far from miracles. This is what the Gemara brings in Brachos. When a person comes to do a mitzvah, what should be his motivation when he does this mitzvah? The Gemara brings in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yutes Amud Aleph, B'mitzvah of Chofetz Mi'ed, David HaMelech said that I desire Hashem's mitzvahs exceedingly. So the Gemara learns from there, David's desire for Hashem's mitzvahs were the mitzvahs, b'mitzvesov v'leischar mitzvosov, not the reward of the mitzvah, but the mitzvah. Something very important. B'mitzvesov chofetz mi'od. I desire his mitzvahs exceedingly. What can we learn from here? Everyone knows we desire mitzvahs. The question is, why do we desire mitzvahs? Sometimes we desire mitzvahs because we want the reward of the mitzvahs. Sometimes we desire mitzvahs because we're afraid what will happen to us if we do not desire the mitzvahs. Sometimes we desire the mitzvahs because we want the fame that will come from the mitzvahs. David HaMelech said, "B'mitzvosev, chofetz mi'ayd, I desire his mitzvahs." He didn't desire the reward. He wasn't interested in the reward. He wasn't interested in consequences if he didn't do the mitzvahs. He wasn't interested in the fame that would come from the mitzvahs.
But he wanted the mitzvahs because he desired the mitzvahs. This is what we learn from the pasuk b'mitzvaysev chofetz miyad. Omer ablezer b'mitzvaysev v'lei b'schar mitzvaysev. He was interested in the mitzvahs and not in their reward. Kidisnan, and this is like the Mishnah Novus that states, Hu haya eime al tiyokavodim ha-meshamshin nesarav ha-manas le-kabul pras. That a person should not serve Hashem on the condition to receive reward. Reward he'll receive. But that should not be his motivation. A person should not be like a servant who serves his master to receive reward, but he should be like a servant who serves his master not for the sake of receiving reward. Now, what is this known? This is known as avodah me'avah. So this is where you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu from love, because you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean that you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu because of love? This is the madrega of what we're speaking about. And this is the level of Yosef and Yehuda. And this is the level of Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam brings in Hilkos Yesodei HaTorah, when he speaks of Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem, in Perekei Halocha Yud, he says, Kol haperish me'avera, someone who turns himself back from doing a sin, or osa mitzvah, or he does a mitzvah, le'mim ne'dove be'elam, but not for any motivation in the world, le'pachad, not because he's afraid, le'yire, not because of fear, le'levakish kovid, not because of honor. Many times people, they do mitzvahs, or they do not do averus, because they're afraid of the consequences. What will happen if they don't do the mitzvah? What will happen if they do the avera? Many times people are afraid, what will others say? Say, what will others say? If I do this avera, what will others say? If I don't do this mitzvah, what will others say? If I have to buy myself a very nice esrog, because if I don't have a nice esrog, so what will people say? Or a very nice lulav, or I have to do this, or I have to do that, or I have to keep this or that, because otherwise what will people say about me? But someone who does a mitzvah for no reason whatsoever, he's not worried about consequences, he's not worried about reward, he's not worried what people are going to say. That doesn't bother him at all. So why is he? But what is his motivation? So the Rambam says his motivation is mipnei habeira baruch hu. He does it because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has told him to do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said do, he does. So what is this? So the Rambam says, he says kimeniyas Yosef hatzadik atzma meishas rabbi. And this was like Yosef, because by Yosef didn't have to worry what people would say. He more had to worry about people would say if he did not comply with the enticements of the wife of Potiphar, than to worry what people would say that if he did. He was in Egypt. Like Hareze Mekadesh Hashem. He says this is Mekadesh Hashem. This is sanctifying Hashem's name. Now generally we don't think of this as Kiddush Hashem. But why? Because this is Aveda Me'ava. This is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love. Like we'll bring more in just 1 minute from the Rambam. And someone who serves Hashem with love, he has no other motivations. His motivation is because he has a great love to Hashem and he has a great bond to Him, and therefore he does what Hashem wants. That's Avas Hashem. And that's sanctifying His name. If it's privately, then it'll be Kiddush Hashem B'Seisa. It'll be sanctifying Hashem's name B'Seisa. If it's publicly, then it will be publicly sanctifying Hashem's name. In Hilchos Tshuva, at the end of Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam elaborates on this level. what he states. He says a person shouldn't say that I will do a mitzvah in order that I should receive all of the brachos which are written in the Torah, or even in order that I should be zecher to Olam Haba. See, we would think this is very admirable. People do mitzvahs in order that they should have Olam Haba. It is admirable. These levels are not, we are not saying that these levels are not good. If a person does mitzvahs to receive brachas in the Torah, or in order that he should have an Olam Haba, halavai. See, halavai. We're not saying these levels are not good. But these are not the best. This is not the avod b'shlemus. This is not perfection. If a person seeks perfection, then this is lacking. A person shouldn't say that I'm going to do mitzvahs in order to receive all of the brachas. Or, I'll do mitzvahs in order that I'll be zecher to Olam Haba. And I won't do avodas in order that, heaven forbid, the curses shouldn't come on me. Or I shouldn't lose my Olam Haba. Ein reil avodas Hashem al derech hazeh. This is not the perfect way to serve Hashem. This is called Eved Meira. This is serving Hashem from fear. And he says, this is all right. This is all right for the average person. This is good for the average person. Or young people. This is how we teach them. A child. A child, you tell him, do a mitzvah, I'll give you some sweets. I'll give you some money. You don't do it, this will happen to you. But this is not the way Milas HaNevim or Milas HaChachomim. This is not the way to serve Hashem of great people. Eved Me'avo, someone who serves Hashem from love, he's Eisik B'Teira V'Mitzvahs, he learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, V'Helich Menesivus HaChochman, he walks in the steps of wisdom, Le'im Ne'idav V'Eil, without any ulterior motive whatsoever. Not because he fears the evil that might come to him if he does not do this, or not because he wants the reward. But he does because this is the truth. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has commanded. And he has tremendous love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no doubt that he'll receive enormous reward for this. That's no doubt, but this is not the motivation. This is the perfection of serving Hashem. And this is the greatest perfection. And not even every wise person comes to this level. And this is the great Mila of Avram. And then the Rambam elaborates on this. He goes into length. This is the serving of Hashem Me'avo. And this was the level of Yosef and Yehuda. And this is the Kiddush Hashem. This is why they were willing to give their lives to stand up for Hashem's name and to bring fame to Hashem's name. They were not interested in their own names. Yehuda was ready to annihilate his own name in order to save Hashem's name. This was the great love that he had for him. Actually, the Gemara also brings in this vein that a person should not say that I have great love for Hashem because he has done so much for me. See, many times we say we have a great love for Hashem because look what he's done for me. It's important. It's important that a person should realize what Hashem does for him. It's important that a person should be makateva. He should recognize this. But he has to be careful when he says, I have a great love for Hashem because look what he's done for me. Why? Because then the motivation for serving Hashem is because of the goodness he's brought to you. What will be, heaven forbid, when there's a yem tzora? What will be when a difficult time comes? If the avoda was built on that, so when a difficult time comes, it's all achlay, I'm finished. Things are too difficult, I'm not interested anymore. That's why chay levorech, we're obligated lechvorech as Hashem bein al hatev bein al hara. We have to give Hashem a brocha, both on good and on not good. That has to be constant. We serve Hashem because we're bound to Hashem.
If good will come, that's for certainly good. If heaven forbid,
good does not come, we still have a love for Hashem, and we still serve Hashem, and that must not be deterred.
This
is the explanation of Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying Hashem's name, and the opposite, Chilul Hashem, the defamation of Hashem's name. Now we can have a further understanding in our parsha with Pinchas. We asked as follows. He said, here Pinchas came, and in cold blood he went and he murdered two people. And this was a rare case that one is allowed to do so. First of all, what was the Aveira here? And secondly, for that he was rewarded the kohuna, the priesthood, which the priesthood is built on Eiv Sholem v'Reiv Sholem. Eiv es Abrias, the love of people and the love of peace. This wasn't an act of peace. And he was rewarded Brisi Sholem, a covenant of peace, and a bris, a sholem peace from the Malach HaMoves, where he would live forever. And even to the point where the Chazal brings that this is Eliyahu. Eliyahu is the one who comes, the Vaseh Sholem Be'elam, he comes to make peace in the world. The fact that Pinchas could go, it becomes so angry and want to destroy these two people. Was the Aveda? The Aveda was Ki Chilel Kodesh Yehuda. They decorated the sanctity of Hashem. Here they were making a union with a daughter of an alien god. See, it was a union to false gods. And this is the ultimate in the Chilul Hashem, like we explained. Who is the one that becomes angry when there's a desecration to Hashem's name? Not those who are far from Hashem. If somebody talks about someone else who's far from you, that doesn't bother you. The desecration of Hashem's name and the sanctification of Hashem's name, that's close to the one who's close to the Hashem's name. Like Yosef and Yehuda. Or those who were willing to give their lives for Hashem's name. Pinchas was one that served HaKadosh Baruch Hu me'avo. He served HaKadosh Baruch Hu with love. He was close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when he saw this desecration of Hashem's name, evidently it hurt him more than all of the others. Actually, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew this. He was destined for this. Because it states that why didn't Mesha? Okay. Or in other people? Why didn't other people? That's not so bad, but why not Mesha? What happened with Mesha? Why didn't Mesha take a spear and kill them? Mesha was the great Kanoi. So it states, Nisalmu mimena alocha. Mesha had temporarily forgotten alocha. But how is it possible he forgot the alocha? It was Mishamayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who made Mesha forget. Because he saw this greatness in Pinchas and he wanted to give the opportunity to Pinchas. This bothered Pinchas more than anyone else. He couldn't stand it. He saw that here, he saw close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem's name is becoming defamed. His blood boiled in him. And he waited and he saw Mesha wasn't doing anything. So he went to Mesha and he said, Mesha Rabbah, Mesha our teacher. Mikublani, did you not teach us that in such a case you're supposed to avenge Hashem's wrath? So Mesha said, you're the one who, then it was Niskar Halocha, they remembered. So he said, you're the one who reminded us of the Halocha, you fulfill it. He was given the opportunity. So this that brought him to this was the Avas Hashem, the great love and bond that he had to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is why he reacted against the Chilul Hashem, the desecration of Hashem's name. Because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you are so great in Avas Hashem Therefore, before you were excluded from the kohuna, now you will be included in the kohuna. The kohuna is built in Avas Hashem. Aaron was the Aiv Sholem, the Raidiv Sholem. Aiv is Abriyus and Makavim LeTorah. You deserve to be included. You will have Rishay Sholem. You will have love and peace all of your life. This is the covenant I give you. Because you had such a great love for me and you were willing to give Mosa Nafsho, you were willing to give your life to protect my name. So therefore I will give you love and peace forever. Sholem Malach HaMovis. And you will even be free from the Malach HaMovis. You risked your life to protect my name. So you will live forever. And Eliyahu Pinchas, you will come in the form of Eliyahu to bring peace to the world. In the days of Melech HaMashiach, what will be so special about the days of Melech HaMashiach? It states, then Hashem Ye'echod Ushmai Echod. Till the Melech HaMashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name will never be complete. As we see, there will be always other gods in the world and other ideologies and other philosophies and all types of confusions and distortions like we see today. And Hashem's name will never be complete. This is what the Gemara tells us. In this world, Hashem's name will not be complete. And especially as long as the poison of Amalek is in the world. When Amalek's in the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ein Shmi Sholem, my name is not complete. Melech HaMashiach will come to destroy Amalek. And he will come, it states, like Shechem Echot. He will make one people out of all of the people. Where they all will recognize that Hashem Echot Ushmai Echot. His name is complete. The Melech HaMashiach come to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. His job is the great Kiddush Hashem, the great bringing of the bringing of world fame to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And who will be the Melech HaMashiach? The Zera David, the son of David, who comes from Yehuda. This is Yehuda. Because Yehuda was Mikadesh Shem Befarhesha. Yehuda's, his job is to promote HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name publicly. And this will be the Melech HaMashiach. And the one that will help them do this will be Pinchas, will be Eliyahu, to pave the way and to make Sholem, to make one amongst all of the nations. Because this will be the great avoda of Avas Hashem and the promoting of the fame of Hashem's name. So therefore he was given the bris Sholem, where he will come, since he stood up to protect Hashem's name, the Chilul Hashem, he will be there at the great moment to be Mekadesh Hashem's name. This is Pinchas. This gives us an insight into what took place here and what is the great mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem and the Aveda of Chilul Hashem. It's interesting to note that the Maral writes that Klal Yisrael, their job is to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that you want to see his name become crowned in the world. So he says this is something we must be very careful of. He says when we live now in Golus amongst the Umash, a nation amongst the nations, he says V'lekach Yisrael b'galusam. He says, therefore Yisrael, while they're in their golus beina umes, that we live now amongst all of the nations, they have to be very careful. That the name of Shemayim, the name of Hashem, will always be sanctified through them. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take fame from them. And he will take praise from them. That we're in the nation, while we live amongst the nations, we must be very careful not to do anything which can cause a defamation to Hashem's name. Because the nations of the world, they look at Hashem through us. If they see we do something good, they say, what a great God there is. If they see we do not, then this has a repercussion on Hashem's name. He says, therefore we must be very careful that whatever we do, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mispoyer al yodam. Through this fame will come to Hashem. Until we mekayim the posuk that Hashem says, Avode ato Yisrael, you are my servant Yisrael, asher becho espoer, which from you I take fame, from you my name goes out to become greater.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@yjj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.